and welcome back to another episode of How Very Hannah. Roll the titles.
How Very Hannah. How Very Hannah. How Very Hannah. That's the name from a podcast show and your front row. So How Very Hannah.
Hit the lights.
How Very Hannah.
That's too bright.
How Very Hannah.
That's all right.
How Very Hannah. No key change. Okay. It's my podcast show. Let's go. We're back. It's a new week. It's another episode. By the time you're watching this, we will have just done the Edinburgh live show, which means we have four live shows left, four more opportunities to come and see me live. We're not filming the podcast episode. Some people are like, oh, I'll catch it on Spotify. No, you won't. Sorry about it. We're not filming them. They're going to be, you got to be there. Be there or be square. Be there or be a circle, because it's going to go down, I hope. No, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to look out there, see an audience full of stagey faces and hopefully in some merch. I don't have any merch to hand, but we've got How Very Hannah merch, which is available to order or hopefully buy at the live show. But I know it's easy to say, but I would order it beforehand because you might get to the live show, we might have run out of your size, or we might not have exactly what you want. So if you can, if you want to, then please order it. What else do I have to update you on? I hope the Edinburgh show went well. Can you imagine where this is coming out? And it's like, there was a news article that's like, Hannah Lowther, Edinburgh show goes badly. This is like the type of stress dreams that performers have. I had a stress dream about the live shows months ago, before we'd even like confirmed anything that it was definitely happening, before we'd even announced it. It was so weird. It was at the Vaudeville Theatre, which actually was originally where we wanted to do the live show, but like scheduling didn't work. But it was at the Vaudeville Theatre, and I don't want to say Vaudeville Theatre like that, but if for context, that's where I did six. And I basically hadn't planned the show at all. And I just went out there and just like, I remember going around the audience and like asking everyone to donate like a piece of their clothing to me. And like, I went around every single audience member and like got their clothing. So weird. Like, I know it's so boring. People explain their dreams, isn't it? But it's the stress dream we've all been through. I once also had like a stress theatre dream. Oh God, it was bad. I had a stress theatre dream about playing Glinda in Wicked. So again, for context, I'm quite well known. No, I'm known for covering lots of different parts. I covered all the three Heathers in Heathers, even though one of them I wasn't even meant to. I covered three of the Queens in Six. I covered two of the characters in SpongeBob. Like, it's just the thing. It's just my brand now, I fear. But hey, we're going with it. And I had a dream that they needed a Glinda in Wicked. Me, I've never done Wicked. I mean, I'd love to play Glinda one day. It's on the list, it's on the dream role list. But I'd never done it. And the producers were like, oh, get Hannah Lowther in. She'll be able to do it. Because like, she's well known for covering. And I hadn't seen the show in ages. Maybe a Wicked movie was on the mind, I don't know. And I got called in to play Glinda in Wicked. And I turned up and they didn't have a script for me. I was like, has anyone got a script? And I was running around the building looking for a script. Just thinking I'd be able to like pick it up like that. Like, no one's brain's that quick, I'm sorry. Especially if you've never done the show before. And I went to put my shoes on, my Glinda shoes that weren't mine. They were obviously someone else's because I don't have Glinda shoes because I've never played that part. Went to put my feet in the shoes and my shoes were filled with spaghetti hoops, but I had no choice but to just put my feet in them. So I had to like squelch my feet into like spaghetti hoop shoes. Oh, and then like had to just go on and wing it. And like that stress, like it's making my tummy like do circles now just thinking about it. It's every performer's worst fear, I think, just being chucked on last minute and not knowing what they're doing. Kind of me when I went back to six for two shows, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, what else? I think that's all I had to tell you. I didn't even have to tell you that. I massively overshared there. But I'm back in my beautiful studio. Let's just appreciate it for a second. Ding! Also, I've got a new thing that I want to do. You see how I have this narcissistic photo of me in front of my set? I'm going to print out a Polaroid for every guest that I have, and I'm going to get a little scrapbook of Polaroids for all of my guests. And that brings me on to today's guest. Let me introduce to you the amazing Kitty Scott Claus. Yay, here she is.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can we just take a second for the outfit?
Guys, I don't want to timestamp the episode too much, but it is September 1st. It is Heather's Day.
I completely forgot about that. I should have worn something Heather's related. I know.
You're breaking the set already.
I do have
Heather Chandler.
Heather Chandler. And I have, oh, that's my pitch pipe. I do have my Heathers on the
clock. They're always with you.
They're always with me. It's September 1st every day for me. 1989.
There we go. Yeah, no, I was like, do you know what? How Very Hannah, and also September 1st. I was like, it has to be.
Yeah, you've got the long socks on. It's giving Heather Chandler /
obsessed.
Pink. Okay, so I actually think I forgot to do this last week. But you know why this is my sparkle of the day, which is also on the sleeve of the hoodie on the merch site, which is available to order now. I need to get you some merch.
Oh my God. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
A man after But I've come to the conclusion that buying something sparkly and new all the time is unhinged. So my sparkle of the day is now going to be sometimes just something that, you know, I'm grateful for, something that's happened today. I'm like, oh, that's my little glimmer, my little sparkle of the day.
I love that.
So my sparkle of the day so far was my really nice coffee that I had this morning. I know that's kind of boring, but sometimes you just need that to like wake you up, get you ready for the day. And I just really appreciate it on the Monday morning. And also it's the 1st of September and it's a Monday. So that's a really nice, like, I feel
that's
like a full
a sparkle,
reset.
Yeah.
It's a good sparkle. And it's September 1st, 2025. What's your sparkle of the day?
My sparkle of the day. Oh, that was such a good one. Yeah. That was so, so lovely. My sparkle of the day would be, So I've got a half marathon this weekend. And
oh my gosh.
We're tapering our runs down at the moment. And so I went bright and early this morning before I got into drag. And it was so sunny and it was so lovely. And like, it's been raining this afternoon, and
yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I got to go out and enjoy
the
day and get
wait
the
so
sun.
How far did you run this morning before this podcast?
3 miles. So
just
3 miles. No, I'm so like, oh my
speedy.
God, I wish I was speedy. No, I love it though. Like, I would go, like, normally we do like a half marathon every week, so I'm like, oh, it's fine.
This every is, week
every week every Wednesday morning, darling.
Really? On Wednesdays, we run half marathons in pink.
Always in pink.
I love it. So, you're a theatre girly.
I'm a theatre girly.
I hear you trained in musical theatre.
I did.
Tell me
everything.
Did.
I went to Mountview. I did the 3-year MT.
Oh my
gosh. Course, you know, yeah, living my best. I loved it.
Okay, so that was so the path you were on.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%. And I was like doing musical theatre. I was like, that was my life. I loved it so, so much.
Yeah,
I
still
was,
do?
Yeah, still do, okay. 100%.
I was like, still do?
No.
You
I'm
better.
Like, I hate it. No, joking. I love it. But it's just like funny how life takes you in different
exactly
directions.
That.
And when I was at drama school, I would always get asked, like, what's your dream role? Like, what part do you want to play? And I would always be like, I want to be Glinda in Wicked so much. And they'd be like, well, that's not going to happen. And I'm like, watch me. I'm going to make it happen. And now I'm literally there like, okay, well, I'm like, I can go and perform and do like all Glinda's songs and I can wear the costumes. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing it. But
yeah,
like
it's in
my
own
hands way.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I love musical theatre still. Mm. I do love it. And I love like dipping my toe back into musical theatre every now and then.
Yeah.
But I just, yeah, it's funny how life has propelled me towards Drage,
it's
darling.
Amazing how theatre can take you down so many different routes.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who I trained with that, you know, it's taken them down the route of working in production and working...
Or Sainsbury's.
Or Tesco.
Or Tesco! Oh my God!
No, but like, it teaches you so many skills that can be helpful in so many different aspects of life. Like, at drama school, we learned like aerial and we did pole and aerial and stuff like that. That's not stuff that you would really expect to come in. And then they announced the Greatest Showman musical and it's like, actually, all these people who were doing aerial at college are like, okay, clocking
in. You did pole at college?
We did pole. I didn't do it for long.
I'm obsessed. They're like, listen, guys, you could fall on hard times. Let's get the pole out. Come on. Obsessed. We
it
never
wasn't
got
for
that.
Me. I wasn't good at it.
Obsessed. That is so camp.
Yeah, and also because like for pole, you actually can't wear many clothes because you have to be able to like... Your skin has to be able to like, touch
the pole. It has to be
the
like
pole.
The skin, isn't it?
So, because if you're wearing clothes, you're just going to slip straight off. So we used to have to wear like hot pants and a crop top. And I used to hate it so much.
My
like
God, stop.
Turn it and like, oh yeah, it was not fun. But it was, some people loved it. Some people
but
really
this
thrived.
Is the thing about drama school. I feel like you come out of drama school and you are like, they used to say to us, you'll be like a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Master of none. I'm joking.
Literally, but that's how I feel. It's like, yeah. You feel like you can do whatever, like whatever life leans you towards. It's like, okay, you can sort of like blag your way through anything.
100%. I think performers are the best blaggers.
Yeah.
And also like, we joke, but I learned skills at drama school that I definitely used whilst I was working at Tesco.
Oh, 100%.
Like I'm stood behind the till at 7 a.m. I don't want to be there. Do they know that? No, because I'm acting my way through it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, hi, good morning, so happy to see you.
Oh my God. Do you know, I used to do that all the time when it was like doing like little like normal jobs between like acting gigs or like between drag gigs. I would always be there like, I do not want to be here. This is the worst day of my life. I really, there's places I want to be and it's not here. Yeah. And I remember just thinking like, right, okay, I'm acting my way through this. I'm like, I'm going to be like so happy today and like so pleased to be here. And it's like, you act your way through it.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh my God. It gets you through.
Yeah,
also, I feel like if you smile and get through it, it makes you happy anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're brightening other people's day.
Have you ever done a panto?
Love panto.
Yeah, I've done a couple pantos. And like when, especially as the princess character, like it's your job to be smiley and happy the whole time. And there's been a couple of times where I've been like, I can't think of anything worse than doing that right now. But like as soon as you actually go, like, you know, you can be ill. You could, you know, everyone gets ill during panto season,
oh God,
right?
Always.
But you have to push through because it's like...
Literally.
Two shows
panto,
a day,
it's panto.
Every day. And it's like, you just got to get through the month.
It's when it's the 10:30 school shows.
No,
I remember
we were
doing that. We had like a week of like 10:30s and I was literally like, why did I choose this for myself? Oh!
But then as soon as you go out on the stage and put on the smile, she sorts you right out. Yeah, you just go out there, you put your smile on and then you're like, okay, I feel better now.
Yeah.
And then you have a little nap between shows and
you wake up feeling awful again. And then you're just like, where am I? What day is it? Have I missed the show?
You're on the third show of the day. Like,
oh
help.
God. I could not. Three show days.
Did you ever do a three show day?
I think I've done one once and I was literally like, do you know what? It was the first show was fine. Second show, I was like, okay, this is just a normal two show day.
Yeah.
Third show, I was like, hang on, wait, I've done this before.
Yeah.
Where like, am I? What's going
day.
On? Yeah, literally, that's how it feels. And you're just like, thinking like, as an actor, you're like, I've been on this journey before today, twice. And then you're like, doing it again. You're like, hold on, wait. Like, and then you start like overthinking everything and you're like, wait, I've done this before. And you're like, oh my God, wait. And it's like,
I've already done this scene.
You're like,
what's
Cinderella? It's like, we know we're going to the ball. It's like, we've done it though. We were at the ball.
Yeah.
We've done it.
What panto did you do then? Who
did
you play?
I've so many. I did.
What's most recent one?
I did Peter Pan, This Christmas Just Gone.
Oh, amazing.
I was Wendy.
Oh, yeah, but you say like, you at drama school being like, I want to play Glinda.
I know.
Like, now you're doing that.
I get to do like all the parts that it's like, people will be like, you're never going to be Wendy and Peter Pan, and I'm like, watch me.
Have
Peter,
I seen you?
Peter.
Oh, wait, do it again.
Oh, Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Wait, I can see, like, what other roles? I can see, like, Regina George. I feel like
would
the outfit's
love,
like
would love Regina George.
Haven't you done, like, a Regina George?
I've done a Regina George look. I have done a little look. Oh my God, the corset. It was for DragCon. And my whole booth was like, burn book, and I like wrote all like things about myself being like, she's a nasty cow and la la la, I put them all up. And then I wore this, I was like double corseted by the end of the first day because DragCon is a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's like Musical Con.
I think it's more intense than Musical Con.
I don't know. I've seen the videos of Musical Con. It looks wild.
It is pretty crazy.
But fun.
But fun, yeah. Like a room full of like theatrical, enthusiastic, lovely people is just so nice.
I love that. Yeah, that's like DragCon.
Yeah.
But then we go and like, we're wearing like these amazing outfits. I was double corseted. By the end of the first day, I literally took it off and I had like blisters everywhere. And it was like, I've got to do it all again tomorrow. Oh my God.
It's two show weekend.
Literally, two show weekend.
Yeah, and I feel like any convention like that can be really overstimulating.
Mm-hmm.
But amazing.
So fun though. So fun. Also, again, I think it goes back to like drama school and being like a people person. I just love a chat. So then people come up to me and they talk to me and then I'm there for like age. And it's like you have like a queue. And I'll be like, hang on, sit down. Tell me everything. Tell me a life story. And it's like, we've got to keep the ball rolling. We've got to keep...
Sometimes do you think that like because of Drag Race and because of like the name that you are, people have kind of like a parasocial relationship... People have... have a parasocial relationship with you or like... You know, you find yourself oversharing.
Yes, very much so. And I feel like people also like come into it feeling like they know you, they know everything about you because they've seen you on TV and whatever. And then, but then like from that, I'll be like, hi, I'm Kitty. And then people will be like, we know. We're like, we've just queued to meet you.
Yeah,
like, and you're like, oh, hang on. Oh, and then it like takes a while
but
to
as
like,
a normal human,
you
would introduce yourself and be like,
100%.
Hey, you never
and it's
that-
like, wait. Also, I think it's so like not like diva-ish to be like, oh, hi, everyone knows who I am. And it's like, oh my God, no, I'm always going to introduce myself.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be like, hi, this is what I do. Like, oh my God, it's so lovely to meet you. And also I'm there like, okay, if you know about me, tell me about you. Let's make this interaction about you, you know? I'm like, what do you do? Why have you come here today?
Yeah, I do find that interesting as well because like people know so much about us and, or what we choose to share, but like they know so much about our lives. So like... meeting new people. Like, I want to, they want us to speak. But I'm like, no, you speak to me. Like,
I'm
tell me.
What do you do for your job? I'm like, you work in an office.
A real job?
Tell me. Tell me everything. There's nothing I love more in life than like an office job. I'm
Same.
Like, oh, it looks so fun. I know it's
this
because.
Building.
Literally. Oh my God, don't walk in here. I was like.
I know. They've got a little kitchen. They've got nice toilets.
But like, also, I'm like, imagine like they probably have like staff parties. That is like, oh my God. I just get so excited for like the thought of like a staff party.
My management have some nice offices in London, and whenever I go there, I'm just like, I've got colleagues. I'm like, hey guys, what are we doing today? And they're all trying to like get on with their work. And I'm like, the ultimate distraction.
The novelty to them is like so gone, like years ago. And then we just walk in like, oh, this is amazing.
Where's the canteen?
Literally, where's everyone going for lunch?
Yeah, literally that. Like when I was younger, I used to love going into my mum's office. And just, it was just cool.
Yeah, the drama
and
of
like,
it.
And like seeing her desk and like all the stuff she has up on her desk. And like,
I
wanted that. But I really didn't. Like,
no, 100%.
I knew I was never going to do that for a job.
But I think like, because like you always know like that's never going to be for me. That's not my bag.
Yeah.
It's always like the excitement of it that you're just like, oh, what could have been? I could have been like an office like trolley dolly
admin
or whatever.
Girly.
Yeah. Oh, camp. Imagine going into an office in like full drag and just being like, don't mind me. I would love that.
Yeah.
To file my nails down. But not actually, just like improv. Yeah. There's no computer there.
Typewriter.
Old school.
What else were we talking about before this? I can't remember. We've really just gone with the flow.
Drama school.
Oh yeah. I was going to ask. You're obviously very clued up. So who else from the drag world that you know of is theatre trained?
Do you know what? There's quite a few. So Elle of a Day.
Yes, I knew that one. Because she's been in Wicked before.
She was in Wicked. Yeah. She's done a load of theatre before. Veronica Green went to LSMT.
No way. I went to LSMT.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she was there. I can't remember what year she was there, but she was an LSMT girly.
What the heck? LSMT represent...
Victoria's
Gone. I'm going to do like a gang sign or something. Ah! It's not that vibe, sorry.
I was going to say, what'd you do at LSMT?
I was like... I was like this or something, I don't know.
Who else?
Davina,
obviously. Yep. Victoria Scone was a birdie.
No way.
Who else? There's quite a
birdie
few, though.
Means Bird College.
Bird
for
College.
Those. I'm sure you know, but.
There's other queens that like have not been on Drag Race. Like Samantha Stone is a Mount Viewer.
Oh
there's other, like, I'm just like, oh my God, there's so many.
Yeah, and I also feel like the worlds are so connected.
Yeah, they are. They really are.
It's like the performance, you know, the performance...
The performer inside you.
The performer inside you comes
at
out.
College.
Exactly. But then so many people also didn't train and like went into it in a different route. Like it's similar to musical theatre, I guess.
100%.
You can still do well in musical theatre without training. People always ask me like, do you need to train for 3 years in musical theatre to make it? And it's like, no, like there's so many people that haven't and they've gone through different routes and it's worked out fine for them.
100%.
People think that I didn't train. That was one of my biggest like hate comments at the start was like, you've just come from Tesco and you don't deserve to be here.
Wait, I love that though. I love when people get like that. And I was like, hold on, let me get the receipts. Yeah,
woo! Yeah, and I was like, actually, I trained for 4 years. But also, I don't feel like I should have to like say that to be like, no, I do deserve to be here because I trained for 4 years.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make a difference. Like,
no.
Like whether you trained or not or where you trained or like that actually doesn't.
The fact of the matter is you went to the audition and you were the best person in the room and you got the job. Boom.
Period.
Microphone drop. Bam.
We're six. Bam. So you came to the six. Press night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
were you at? Who were you dressed as? I can't remember. Was it Kay Howard?
I was Kay Howard.
My Kay Howard.
Oh my God.
I feel like you're always the pink ones.
Yeah, always. Oh my God. If there's ever like a lineup, it's I'm always the pink one.
Elwoods.
100%.
Have you done an Elwoods look before?
Wait, my entrance on Drag Race UK was Elwoods.
What?
It was
season three, right?
Yeah, season three. It was the little, to be fair, it was Legally Blonde 2, the red
Sorry,
white.
What's Legally Blonde 2?
It was like a little pink suit with like
with a beret.
Bow and it had like a little pillbox hat.
Yeah.
Like Jackie Kennedy.
I can picture the
Yeah,
logo
yeah, yeah.
Thingy.
So yeah, love Elwoods. When I first started doing drag, like because I'm always drawn to like, I don't know, pink is my favourite colour, obviously. Like I'm always drawn to like, oh my God, like so when I see six, I'm like, oh, Kay Howard.
I want to be the pink one.
She's my girl,
yeah, she was
you
my
know.
Fave, to be fair.
Was she your favourite to play?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. For ages I was like, no, I don't have favourite. Like I love them all. But
then Kay Howard's on the front of the book.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Available now. No, Kay Howard was my favourite to play. But I like them all for different reasons.
Right, hang on. I have a question. Because all you want to do, love, love, love. how do you remember the lyrics in sometimes the right order? Because I'll be like in my room, like going through it. I'll be like in my head, I'm like, I'm ready to go on as Kate Howard. And I'll sing through it. And I'm like, I'm singing the same chorus every single time.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was a learning curve because I thought I knew it.
Yeah.
Like I listened to the soundtrack. I was a huge fan of the show before I did it. So I listened to the soundtrack so many times. I was like, yeah, I know it. And I get into rehearsals, like, I don't need to practice this. Like, yeah. I know it. And I was like, oh, love me, touch me, one, two, three. Like, I honestly, it was awful. And then I thought, oh, I need to actually like unlearn it.
Yeah, and then relearn it.
Because, yeah, although the soundtrack's obviously perfect, Amy Atkinson, slay. But like, sometimes you need to like, I was like writing the lines down and I'd like write it down.
Yeah.
On my way to work and I'd write the whole song down on pen and paper to try and learn it.
Also, it's such a long song.
7 minutes.
Brilliant.
Over 7 minutes, I think. I loved the track, but that was like the hardest part of it. Like the stamina of getting through the song. So, yeah.
Insane.
Why I keep losing my voice. Can you hear that? Imagine. You're on for Howard tonight.
Yeah, literally. Throw you on. Oh my God.
I love that though, being thrown on last.
Yeah.
Do you like situations like that? Or are you like, no, I need to be prepared?
No. I like that. I think that's what makes me like so excited in life is like if ever there's like a cover going on or like an understudy. I mean, the hardest workers in the theatre are the covers and the swings and the alternates. And I just think like, oh my God, as a performer, it just makes it so exciting that you're just there like, oh my God, it's going to be different tonight. And like, I can't wait. Like,
yeah, sometimes it like helps you get through the week.
Yeah.
So you've just done Diana Mixtape.
I did the Diana Mixtape.
How was it?
So fun. So much fun. It was so nice to play, like, oh my God, that's playing like a real human being that everyone has such a connection to Diana and everyone has such like a fondness and a love for her that to play her was like such an honour and so fun.
There was five of you, right?
Yeah, so, there were five of us in this match, so it was a bit crowded.
Wait, I'm obsessed. How do you do that? Teach me the Diana impression.
You just have to like pretend you've got like water in your ear and you're just always shaking it out.
Okay, wait. How does she speak?
Well, right, okay. So when I was doing my research, Emma Corrin, who played them in The Crown.
Yeah, love.
They said they always talk like they're really sad and they go down at the end of the sentence. And so if you just think of that.
Okay, so.
It's like everything is always a bit sad when they talk.
But with a little bit of a.
And, yeah.
As well, you didn't mention that bit.
You just have to talk very, very posh.
There were two of us. There were three of us. How many?
Three of us in this marriage.
There were three of us in this. Wait. There are three. Oh,
there's going to be a new six, Diana. Six!
There were six of us in this marriage. So it was really tough.
A bit crowded.
It was a bit crowded.
There we go.
Oh, I love her. You know, my connection to Princess Diana was I was due to be born on the day she died, which isn't the best thing to be talking about.
Oh,
sorry,
God.
Recipes. But on the 31st of August, 1997. That's how I always remember. That was my due date. And that's how I remember. My mum woke up that morning and obviously like, I don't know whether it was the morning or the evening, I don't know, but it happened. Mum was like, please don't come out today. Like we don't.
Oh my God. Imagine your name would be Diana. They'd have to call you Diana.
Not Hannah. Diana. Yeah. That's why they call me Diana.
Diana Lowther.
Diana.
How very die.
Hannah Diana Lowther. How very die. And it doesn't have the same ring to it. And then I was born on September 11th.
Oh, well.
Yeah, not much better. But it hadn't happened.
Oh, no,
point.
Yeah, you're
it
fine.
It was like 2001. So, yeah, quite unlucky birth.
Wow.
Birth stories there.
That's
but that's my connection to her.
Oh, my God, brilliant, though.
You did a London venue and then Manchester.
So we did here at Outernet in Tottenham Court Road. And then we did the Lowry in Manchester.
Oh,
and it was so fun.
I love Manchester.
Love Manchester. And we were there for, like, Pride Week as well. So it was just, like, the best time. As like a drag queen, it's like, oh my God, we're doing a show and then we get to go out in the evenings and like go and like enjoy Pride. It was the best time, the best.
Good.
So fun. And the cast was so great. Everyone was so much fun. It was me, Davina, obviously, Courtney Act, Rosé and Priyanka as Diana. And then it was Keala Settle.
What?
As the queen, which was
that
absolutely
is crazy.
Iconic.
Keala
like,
Settle.
So brilliant.
When the sharpest words gonna cut me down.
And she was singing, what did she sing? Commander by Kelly Rowland. And
stop.
I am your mother. You listen to me. It was, oh, so camp. And then there was like Noel Sullivan as Charles, Lucinda Lawrence as Camilla. Like
oh
it was
my gosh.
So much fun.
It was a moment.
So fun. And like, yeah, fingers crossed. more will happen there, you
know. Have we just got an exclusive?
Oh my God, stay tuned.
Did you hear that Jan's going into... exclusive.
No, breaking theatre news.
We were speaking about it before we started recording and I was like, did you hear, big secret, that Jan's going into Oscar at the Crown? And Kitty was like, yeah, that's public knowledge. I was like, oh yeah.
So that got announced.
Not me trying to spread gossip.
I love it though. Oh my God. Wait, it was when it was like the Wicked cast change this year just gone. And
the
I feel like
gossip.
Everybody knew. Everyone was like, it's ZZ and Emma. And everyone was just like, this is iconic. But like for months, everyone was just like, oh my God. And when it got announced, everyone was like, I knew that.
Yeah, I found out through my cousin's dog's hamster.
Yeah, exactly. And they told me too. So there we go.
Yeah. And you know, with my next job, which I'm not sure if I can talk about yet or not, I've gone to people and been like, oh, by the way, so my next job is blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, I know. Like
what?
Friends who have found out before I've even chosen to tell them because someone else has like gossiped about it. But I guess it just happens in the industry, right?
People happens.
And someone
still.
Else who's booked the job is in a show with someone else and then they're in the same show as them. And then I'm having friends text me being like, hey, Hannah, do you have news for us? And I was like, yeah, but I wasn't going to tell you yet. Like, I wanted to tell you in person.
I'd be like, wait till I sign the contract.
Yeah, it's so frustrating.
Oh my
but
God. But also, you need to be like, you need to be that friend that's like, even if you hear the gossip, just pretend you haven't. So then that person can have that moment of being like, guys, yeah. I have news in their own time. Because then it makes it more special, yeah. You know?
And we're all actors, just pretend.
Exactly, just act. Just act.
Just act.
It's not that deep, guys.
Now it's time for...
Confessions of a Drama Queen.
Hey, Hannah, I'm not stagey. Like, at all. I'm more spreadsheets than Spotlight. Never seen a show except Bugsy Malone on the TV when I was in school. Not sure that counts. It does. Anyway, you might be wondering, how have I got here then? Yeah, I sometimes do think that.
Also,
like,
sorry.
Why are you watching my podcast then?
More spreadsheets than Spotlight. You're stagey if you know what Spotlight is.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm picking up the breadcrumbs here, babe.
And also, that sounds like more spreadsheets than Spotlight, like a business name or something. Like you need to make a small business that's like helping actors with their...
Spreadsheets. And Spotlight.
Anyway, you might be wondering, how have I got here then? Well, I found your podcast because I started seeing a guy who's in the West End and I really like him. So I'm trying to understand more about his world. That is really wholesome and cute. We're both in our 20s and I know I shouldn't feel insecure, but it's hard not to feel out of your depth and the least creative in the room when trying to survive and thrive in brackets in a world full of performers when I'm just a type A girly, barely giving chorus line. You're theatrical.
She's a stagey. I'm sorry.
They have said love from Heather because that was what it was called last season. So thank you, Heather. Okay, let's break this down. Sorry, that was really cheesy. Okay, so you have a new partner who is in theatre and you're trying to understand more of his world, but you feel out of your depth and you feel like everyone else is really stagey around you and you're not.
I think it depends what show they're in. Like if they're in Les Mis, just... chuck some mud on your face and you're golden.
Yeah.
But Phantom, buy a mask. There we go.
Yeah. So mine is kind of the other way around. My partner is not in the theatre world.
No.
So I guess he maybe feels similar in terms of like fitting into my world, but it's kind of nice that you both have your own things. I think to you, Heather, my advice would be don't change yourself for him or for his world. Just keep doing you. You know, like if you're not theatrical and that's not like what you enjoy or how you enjoy being, then don't force yourself to be like that around his friends and stuff, because
exactly.
They'll like you no matter how you are. It's not like stagey people are like, I can only talk to other stagey people.
Oh my God. If anything, I think it makes you more like more interesting.
Yeah, and
variety is the spice of life, Heather. And if we were all the same, it would be really boring.
So true.
So don't worry, don't stress yourself out. It's not that deep. If you enjoy musical theatre, fantastic. Go and watch his show. Tell him what you like about it. Even if you don't like it, just tell him you like it. Tell him he was the best thing in it. And yeah, I think you don't need to change yourself.
Yeah, don't change yourself. And also, you've said you feel like you're the least creative in the room, but also you're going to, like, creativity shows itself in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that you, I guess you maybe are more corporate and you more spreadsheets than Spotlight, as you said, you know, that is creative in a different way. Creativity isn't just art and music and dance and stuff like that. Creativity shows itself in so many ways. Creativity shows itself. I was listening to another podcast, a Mel Robbins podcast the other day, and they had a thing about creativity and it was like, creativity shows itself when you're deciding what toppings to put on your pizza. Creativity shows itself when, you know, in so many different ways. You're deciding like what to do on a Sunday when you've got a day free. Like, and it sounds so silly, but these are all things that like, I can't think of the right word, but like sparks your creativity in different ways. Like, give me a spreadsheet, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
This is the thing.
So you're creative in that
I'm sorry, I could not turn a computer on, let alone do a spreadsheet. That is beyond the realms of possibility for me. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you can do that, I'm like, that's incredible.
Yeah, and creative.
Yeah. If anything, if I was the partner, I'd be like, tell me about this. Yeah. Tell me about your
day. We love
day.
Offices.
Hold on, wait, flip this round. The boyfriend, he must be like, now tell me about your day, darling. Like, tell me what's... darling, come and tell me about your day. What's been going on? What's the office drama? That's what I would want to know.
Yeah, because, I mean, we love office drama. We love offices.
Love.
And like, yeah, the drama of that. The drama of an office job is more than, I swear, the drama of backstage at a
theatre.
Actually, maybe not. No. But it's up there, I feel. People just don't talk about it as much.
Yeah.
And it's all just very like, oh, did you hear that? Did you hear there was
water
three of us
cooler?
In this
yeah. Oh, Diana. Oh.
Yeah, but it's like hush hush conversations because we're just louder about it. We're like, did you know that Jan is going into Ask Her at the Crown rather than have you heard? Like, you know? So, yeah, don't change yourself. And you're only in your 20s. You've still got so much, you've got so much growing to do. 20s.
Yeah, you're young.
You're young, you're fun, and you love spreadsheets, and I'm here for it. And you're a type A girl. We need type A people.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
No, we do.
How would we survive without our type A managers and without our type A producers?
Literally.
Like, I need to be told where to go and what to do at all times.
Yeah, 100%. Don't change yourself.
No.
You stay like you.
You just be you.
Be you. And live your best.
The
with your
end.
Spreadsheets.
I think that was fair advice, you know.
That's such lovely advice. I'd be like, you're only in your 20s. You could break up next week. Like,
exactly.
It's not that deep.
Imagine changing yourself.
That'll make the cut now, won't it? I'll be like, oh, you'll get a message next week. We broke up. Because I didn't like the thing.
Kitty told me to.
Yeah.
Hannah's Hotline.
Oh,
oh my gosh, Kitty, get it. The phone's ringing. Get it, babes.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to know, out of Heathers, SpongeBob and Six, which is your favourite to A, perform, B, to watch, and C, to be a part of?
Oh.
Right, we can put the phone down and we'll leave it on speaker. That's what we'll do. It's a real working phone, guys.
Put it on speaker.
Beep, boop, beep, 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 beep. Right, I feel this question's more for me, but come on. Let's pretend that you were also in Heathers, SpongeBob and Six.
In my head, I've been in Six.
Yeah, you have.
So I feel like...
Not just in your head.
No, yeah.
In my stress dreams, when I'm like, not know what I'm doing, I look around the stage and it's just filled with drag queens. I'm like, okay.
You're like, okay, this is happening now. Yeah. Right, okay. I have to be honest, SpongeBob, not my favourite, but...
Did you come and watch it?
I have seen... No, I didn't come and see it. But I've done like... Panto, we've had like songs from SpongeBob in like Panto and stuff like that. It's just never been my bag.
Okay.
I feel like...
That's a different podcast, not my bag.
Yeah.
My bag.
But, okay, Heathers, love.
Okay.
Love, love, love Heathers.
What were the options again, please, on the phone?
A, perform, B, to watch, and C, to be a part of.
Okay. So it's like Song Marry a Void, but it's to be a part of, and to watch.
Right, okay. Wait.
Shall I go first?
You go first.
Shall I go first? Sharpay Evans.
Sharpay Evans.
I can see that for you.
Pink.
It's coming back. Ay, que fabulosa!
Mi amor.
Ay, ay, ay! Okay, so to perform, Six. Oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
To perform, Six. To be a part of, SpongeBob. To watch, Heathers.
Oh.
And my reasoning is SpongeBob was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
That I just loved being a part of it. The actual performing of it, maybe not so much. No, I did enjoy it. Don't get me cancelled. Why am I sitting like, I'm about to like put my arm around someone in the cinema. Like, hey, honey.
It's giving Danny Zuko. Yeah.
This car is automatic. No, so SpongeBob to be a part of because it was just chaos.
Yeah.
And I think... It was a great
also,
company.
You were
we all
like
got
Davina
on really well. Yeah,
and like camp. So
it was
funny.
Really camp. It was, but like the actual shows. Obviously, it was a tour. It was quite chaotic. So like, it was nice to be a part of the company and to have had that experience. But to actually perform it, was tiring to perform six, because as much as it's exhausting, there's no feeling. I've never matched the feeling of when you do a show in six. I can't explain
also,
it. It's so different.
Only 90 minutes long.
Yeah,
oh my
80.
God, brilliant. Oh,
90 with a show stop.
Even better. Even better.
We never had a show stop, actually.
Did you not?
No, never.
Stuff like that. Oh my God. It's like my favourite thing in the world. I'm literally like, when I saw Legally Blonde years ago, oh my God. It was, do you know when they do, what do you want? And she jumps
yeah,
out
I
the...
Yeah, I know it well.
And she jumps out the picture.
Yep. I'm what you want.
Never came through. And then I was there like, oh. And then the stage manager had to come out and it was a showstop. It was a whole thing. I was like,
I
this
love
is
things like that.
Incredible.
We had a couple showstops in SpongeBob, but never in six.
Did you not? Do you have any in Heathers?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't think we did, you know. Not whilst I was on stage anyway. It might have happened and then we just stopped.
Yeah,
we had one where we did first half and then we didn't have enough cast to do the second half. So we were like, bye, enjoy.
I'd be like, go and watch it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
You can catch
up. Two people have just been shot. The end.
Oh my God.
So I would say six to perform because it genuinely feels like the closest I'm ever going to get to like being a pop star.
Oh my God.
Because it's just like that like high energy, like... The lights, like the holding the mics, like
so fun.
The holding the mics, like the whole vibe of it is just really fun to perform. It don't get me wrong, it's exhausting, and I don't think I've ever sweated so much in my life too. But it's all fun and games, and to watch Heathers because I didn't have any other option for that.
Yeah,
but I do always enjoy watching Heathers.
Yeah, Heathers is such a fun one to watch.
I think I could watch that time and time again and still be like, oh, love it. Whereas six.
Wait, hang on. I've got ring, 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 ring. Better question. Not better question. No offense, Heather Chandler. Heather Duke, Heather Mack.
Okay, to watch Heather Duke because I had no idea what I was doing. Well, I did know what I was doing, but I'd never rehearsed it.
Had you not?
No, babes. I only covered Heather Chandler and Heather... No, yeah, Heather Chandler and Heather Mack.
You only covered the two, but oh my God.
I never rehearsed Duke. I literally just watched it from off stage or on stage or whatever in the scenes during the show. And then I'd done it so much that I just learned it through
osmosis.
Great I've work. Never used that word before in my life. Now I have. Osmosis. Yeah, I just like soaked it in like a sponge, like SpongeBob.
Oh my God.
Did it. But yeah, there was this article, What's on Stage? It's like, Hannah Lather goes on for Heather Duke with only 4 hours rehearsal. And I was like, rehearsal? 4 hours notice. I then had to cut the show because I was the dance captain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then go into work, teach everyone the cut, ran through the costume reveal, sang
I will never shut up again.
Once with the musical director and then sang through at the end of Candy Store. It's like, step into my candy store. It's my candy store. It's my candy. That's the Heather Duke line.
The bass line.
Wrong key. Should I get my pitch right? It's my candy store. It's my candy. It's my candy. It's like the low line, which I'd never done.
Wow.
Had never even really heard because I wasn't in that bit. So yeah, and then did it.
Insane.
And then ended up doing it like four times. So I would definitely just like to watch that in future.
Okay, watch Duke.
Sorry, that's really long-winded. I'd like to watch Duke. I'd like to, what was it, perform as or be a part of? Perform as, should we just do Snog, Marry, Avoid?
Yeah, Snog, Marry,
okay,
Avoid.
Okay, so I would avoid Duke. I would marry Mac and I would snog Chandler.
Okay, fun.
Because Duke, I don't want anything to do with that. Unless I'd had ample rehearsal time. And then marry Mac because... I feel like she's most like me.
I feel, yeah.
As a person.
Out of all three.
But then Chandler was my favourite to do, so like...
Was she?
Yeah, just a little snog, you know? A little snog.
Fun, yeah, cute.
What about you? Snog, marry, avoid, Duke, Mac, Chandler.
In my head, I'd want to be Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like... I don't know, because I feel like you asked me on a different day. It's like asking me like who my favourite Spice Girl is.
Yes,
like
so
it changes all the time. Like I'm like, oh my God. Because I love Duke for the costume change and like for like that whole like,
drama.
Cute, cute, cute. That would be really fun to do. But then love Mac. I feel like I'm least like Mac and more like Heather Chandler. So maybe I'd, okay, marry Chandler, snog Duke, avoid Mac.
Okay, different to me then.
There we go, yeah.
Stunning. In a hypothetical world, in fact, we could both be in that show.
We could do it. Call up Paul.
Yeah.
It's Paul. Coming back. Breaking news.
It's
have
going
you seen?
To New Zealand.
To New Zealand.
Whilst we're here, I'm going to tell you my next job.
Oh my God, stop, because I actually really wanted to know. And then I was like,
I'm
going
to wait for the camera to start rolling. I'm going to play...
Oh my God! Congratulations!
Thank you! Should we do a little improv game?
Yes.
Okay, I think you're going to be better at this than me.
No, oh my God.
We're going to do an improv game. Let me just remind myself of the rules. Oh, it's called No, You Didn't. Yes, You Did. Have you ever played that?
No.
Me neither. So, for example, I'll accuse you of something.
Cute.
Example, you stole my grandmother's wedding ring.
Yeah, I did.
And you have to deny it. So you say, no, I didn't.
Do it.
And then I'll be like, yes, you did. I saw you, blah, 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 blah. And then you would be like, no, I didn't. I did, da, 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 da. And I'd be like, yes, you did, da, 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 da.
Okay,
do you know what I mean?
Cute,
so
yeah.
I'm the yes, you did, and you're the no, you didn't.
Right, okay.
Should we start with that example?
Yeah, okay.
It might not work. It's my first time. Okay, so, oh my gosh. I went straight in. Oh my gosh.
The stakes are so high.
You stole my grandmother's wedding ring.
No, I didn't. I was actually in Tesco's when that happened.
Yes, you did, because Tesco was closed on a Sunday and it happened on a Sunday.
I'm sorry. No, it was shopper's hours and it was open from 12 till 6. Excuse me. I thought you worked there.
Yes, I did. Used to work there, but I don't anymore. And since I've left, they've started closing shoppers' hours because I'm not there to run it.
No, you weren't. Wait, is that what is it? No, you.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. No, no, I didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Whatever, no. We'll just go with the phone.
Shut up. No, they haven't, because it was also Pride season and they're open all the time in Pride season because they want the money.
Yes, it was. But actually, my grandmother's wedding ring was in... was with Jan at Oscar at the Crown.
No, it wasn't, because Jan was actually in rehearsals and they're not rehearsing in the Crown at Oscar at the Crown. They're rehearsing in a rehearsal studio, probably somewhere else, I'd say.
Oh, yes, they did. But I can see that you've got it on your hand right now.
No, I don't, actually. This is actually my own grandmother's wedding ring, so there we go.
Yeah, what's your grandmother's name?
Julie.
Julie what?
Julie Redding Ring. Not wedding ring, I said Reading Wing. So it's very different.
Ready ring?
Yeah.
I thought you said like Julie Walters.
Yeah, Walters. That would have been better.
Julie Ready Ring. The end. Why is that so hard? I don't think we got the premise of the game. Should we try and spot?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now you have to accuse me of something.
Right, I know that you were the one that leaked that Jan is going into Oscar at the Crown.
No, I didn't. I accidentally told one friend who told someone else.
Yes, you did, because that one friend told me that you went and put it on TikTok and that everyone knew because they saw your TikTok.
No, I didn't, because I don't even know what TikTok is.
Yes, you do. Full stop.
No, I didn't, because I don't even have a phone.
Yes, you do, because the announcement came out on the phone.
No, I didn't, because I read it in the paper. What was that noise? That sounded
like
a seal. I've never made that noise in my life. I could not do that again if I tried. What was that? What was that?
It was like a...
It was a seal.
One man band.
I can't take it. No.
Like Bert and Mary Poppins.
Oh my God, I'm hot. Okay, what did I say?
Yes, you did, because then you barked like a seal.
No, I didn't, because actually I was on vocal rest that week.
Yes, you did, because you didn't need to be in vocal rest to type it in the newspaper, like you said.
Type in the newspaper.
What's on stage actually reported it. And then underneath it said, yes, it did. It said, published by Hannah Lowther.
Well, no, it didn't, because Hannah Lowther's not my real name. My real name is Reading Ring.
Yes, you did. And also, so you stole my grandmother's Reading Wing.
Reading
Ring. Her surname and her wedding ring.
Well, no, I didn't, because are we talking about the wedding ring or remember. The... Oscar at the Crown. Well, no, I didn't, because Jan's not actually doing Oscar at the Crown. Katie Scott Claus is.
Yes, she is. Yes, no, what? Wait, hang on.
Can you imagine?
I'm like,
if we can
yes.
bring the producers
exclusive.
In. Woo!
No, I don't want to wear green hair.
So true. No, I didn't. The end.
No, I didn't. The end.
Why is that so much harder than it seems?
Oh my God. At first you're like, this is so fun. This is so easy. And then it's like, boom. No, it's not.
I'm like trying to keep, actually like think of things that could happen. And then it just goes like, could happen. Don't know what TikTok is.
Yeah.
There, we've crossed the line already. Well, that was so much fun. I'm going to watch that back and try and work out what that noise was I just made. Thank you so much for joining me, Kitty.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on all social media platforms at Kitty Scott Claus.
No, I meant like postcode. Like, oh, where can they actually find you? Can you imagine? Here's my home address.
Imagine. Boom.
Have you got anything coming up that's exciting?
Well, just keep your eyes peeled. Who knows? There might be an announcement soon.
Eyes are peeled. Ready. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for watching the podcast. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, actually, why don't you leave a little fun emoji of a kitty cat in the comments so that I know that you made it to the end. And we've got 4 live shows left. I said that at the start, so make sure you book for your live shows. There's some VIP tickets left and also just some standard tickets, whatever you fancy. And thanks again for watching. See you soon. Bye.